So I'm joined by Chief Superintendent Jim Nye to talk about 101 and 909 and one of the busiest nights of the year for Devon and Cornwall Police, New Year's Eve. Mr Nye, it's obviously a lot of planning goes into a night like this and an appeal to the public to use 101 properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Throughout the year, we're trying to educate the public about when to ring 999 and when to ring 101. But particularly tonight, New Year's Eve, it's traditionally our busiest night of the year, and we want to make sure that the calls that we get are appropriate for our service.
So, obviously, there's a number of different types of calls have been put out into the media in the last couple of days. Things like people's DVD players not working, someone losing a budgie. People saying that there were no public toilets open, things like that. Obviously not appropriate calls for us as a police force.
No, I mean, whilst they can raise a smile, absolutely that is not an appropriate call. It is taking up call handler time, and actually it could be preventing somebody with a real genuine 909 issue, a threat to life or injury or property, from getting through to our services. So yes, we would encourage people to think before they ring us, and very much like in the Christmas period where they bought their presents online, they can use the 101 online email arrangement and we will get back to them that way as well.
Okay, so if the public are confused, what when should they call 101, when should they call 999?
Well, in terms of 999, threat to life, threat to property, a crime is occurring or a crime has just occurred, but the offender's in the vicinity, those are when you ring a 999, a genuine emergency. To ring 101 is a crime has occurred, but it's been a while, so you to give information, to speak to a local officer, so it's non-urgent, and if we would encourage for 101, actually, could they do that by email instead, in which case they'll get a timely response rather than, again, using up telephone time.
So obviously, every effort's made to answer 101 inquiries as quickly as possible. We're getting in excess of a million contacts a year via the various means that people contact Devon and Cornwall Police. So we'd ask people on a busy night to try and be as patient as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's not urgent, can you keep that inquiry until tomorrow or the day after? And let's just concentrate on the 999s because we will get a big spike of calls today.
So we'll be expecting a very busy night, lots of police on duty across the police family, special constabulary volunteers as well. So it's a lot of planning, as I say, going into this evening. We hope it'll go well.
Yeah, no doubt right across the communities of Devon and Cornwall, extra officers and staff will be on duty, specials, street pastors. They'll be there to make sure that the public have a good time, but there is no doubt there will be a small element who will misbehave, and we will have enough resources to deal with those. But I would urge people to drink sensibly, not drink drive, and have a good celebration without causing any problems.